This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
You're listening to Monster on My Podcast.
And this is Elemental Earthkin.
There's a monster in my podcast.
No one has ever used them in a campaign.
Nope.
And never will.
Blandy McBlanderson and his excellent sand snake.
He does, I mean, these guys are both fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I need any more, like, purely good or purely evil creatures.
Right.
In this. I think that, like, one of the things we're learning, you know, I don't know what, 20% through the monster manual, is that like the chaotic whatever is the sweet spot for alignment for things.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Because it like a purely good, like these things are just, they're just like, they're dwarves. Like they look a little different.
Yeah. They're a little bit more, look a little bit more craven. They've got milky eyes. They're incredibly scrawny.
They're really strong.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough, but they like don't do anything. It just is. And again, the detail that you want isn't in here. Their home plane is incredibly hostile.
Right.
So they leave. They're like little like dirt refugees. And then they come to
Gary, try and be more sensitive. Come on.
And
you
not,
monster. Though, it's a real like, pressing issue in this world.
Take that up at some kind of rally.
Okay, Trump. Fuck.
Yeah. Build the Trump. Make him
build
pay.
Trump. Build the Trump.
Build the Trump, make them pay.
Yeah.
Yo, Hillary, how many did you make them spray?
What?
I've heard some chants.
Okay, cool.
So they come from that home plane. We don't know anything about the plane. We just know that they like hang out here and mine enough to live, and that's it.
Yep, and they are the natural predators of the gargoyle.
Yeah. Somebody's gotta take those shits down a peg. I didn't think it would be the pecs.
Yeah, it's sitting on top of my building. Peck.
Yeah. Peck. Yeah. And how are they even going to get to him? Like, our wheels are up under my castle. This pet is not going to, like, go anywhere.
Yeah. And there are so many of these creatures that are underground dwellers, cannibalistic humanoid or otherwise, that will just blow up when they're exposed to the sun. Like, if you took a peck up to the top of a building, I don't know that he would know what to do.
Yeah. You wouldn't, son. You wouldn't even know what to do with me if you had me.
Don't even step in my house or on top of my house.
And then there's sandlings,
right?
Which start off very boring. Like most of the sandling, I don't like that much.
No, it's just an earth elemental made up of like silica dust from their home plane.
Yes.
Yeah.
Until you get to their babies, which I like.
Well, they reproduce through budding, so it's parthenogenic. Yeah.
Yep. And the babies either go off on their own, or they get eaten by the parent once they're 6 inches tall.
Yep.
Which is great. However, a group of immature sandlings forms a surface with a myriad of tiny, tiny bumps, which may trip the unwary. So like, they're just babies that you can trip over.
Yep.
Like that's the entire extent of like, what does this need an entry for these like literal two situations you could ever want to have happen in a campaign? Like, oh, we need some, like, there's a gargoyle population's out of control and our adventures are strutting too much.
Yep.
What do we do?
It's like the fucking keep on truckin's
poster over here. Yeah, you gotta get Mr. Natural down on the fucking ground.
Take him down a peg or two.
Oh.
Asshole. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.